This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. The pilot of a boat that collided with a Missouri State Highway Patrol boat on the Lake of the Ozarks is facing charges. The Camden County prosecutor charged Brian Pachenka of Lake Ozark today with four counts of second-degree assault with a vessel and a misdemeanor of not displaying navigation lights on his boat. The patrol says Pachenka turned in front of Trooper Stephen Bergen's boat on August 29th. Bergen's boat hit the side of Pachenka's boat, which then flooded and capsized. Bergen spent the night in the hospital. A St. Louis lawmaker provided a few key votes to override vetoes of bills on which her son had recently been hired as a lobbyist. Democratic Representative Penny Hubbard joined with many Republicans this week in voting to override vetoes of bills that limited court judgments against the Doe Run Company or for motorists driving without insurance. Hubbard originally had voted against those bills earlier this year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that her son, Rodney Hubbard, was hired as a lobbyist for both bills in advance of the veto session. Rodney Hubbard says he did not lobby his mother on the issues and had nothing to do with her votes. Some of the 15 Republicans who voted not to override Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a tax cut bill say it would have instead raised taxes on some Missourians. House member Paul Fitzwater of Washington County cites the elimination of the prescription drug and textbook exemptions for the reason why he voted no.
I'm a big boy, and I guess, you know, no one said it was going to be easy. So I'll just continue to work hard in my district and represent the people of my district as well as I see fit. And I'll let the people in the district make that decision. So, you know, if I have a primary, so be it.
He says he's not worried if his vote means facing a challenger in next year's Republican primary. Fitzwater also chairs the House Corrections Committee and says if he loses that position because of his vote on House Bill 253, he'll move on. Fellow Republican Sue Entlicker of Polk County says she voted no after surveying around 300 of her constituents and nearly two-thirds of them opposed the override attempt. A federal judge has ruled that a Mid-Missouri Technical College's mandatory drug testing policy is unconstitutional when applied to most students. A U.S. district judge in Jefferson City sided today with the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued Linn State Technical College on behalf of six students. Linn State's attorney had not yet read the ruling, but said any ruling against the school would be appealed. In 2011, the school began drug testing all first-year students and some returning students for cocaine, methamphetamine, and nine other drugs. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.